Hello? Well, you survived today.
Anything new since I talked to you?
Ziegler said he was supposed to put the whole thing on. You know, he gave it out to the press.
He quoted it.
Yeah, he's supposed to have quoted it from it anyway. If that way, I said, I'm not going to be and say optimistic or pessimistic either way. How to handle something like that with a star, you know what I mean? Yeah, because the actual quote was, I am not going to say these, you know, maybe Ziegler didn't hear what I said. And he said it right, what they say. Yeah. But I know he wouldn't have gotten that wrong. He can't really handle these things like that because they're going to give you a gig, you know.
Yeah.
The campaign. That's right. Well, I think all hell should be raised on that. I really think that. I think it's got to be done. And Ziegler's got to start getting real tough enough. He loves to do it. And, right. 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 The Senator's still acting up, I see it. You know, I agree. A vote of 8 cut off on the 20th. Now, what the Christ do they think that does to your negotiating position? What in the name of God are they to do it? I know, but you know what I mean. Apart from that, though, which I think we ought to get a start. I don't know. Henry is so lacking in understanding of PR. He'd have just said what I said today to the leaders earlier.
I mean, that says the whole thing, doesn't it?
And don't you, and even take a Alex Scali, he could draw from that. He knows what to say. And he can just tell them. Right. Yeah. Right. Should I make a suggestion that our people have got to be a little bit more aggressive about such things? I don't know. Bill, you know, they're so diffident and downbeat. And they're all there, and they say, well, they're fine. But they don't do a goddamn thing. They've got to do, you know what I mean? If they think something is different, why the hell won't the leaders do something? Why doesn't Bill do something? You know what I mean? Instead of just, you know, sitting there, leg in their face. We can't complain. That's for damn sure the Democrats, you know, they are playing this called partisan lies, and they've got to be brutally attacked for it. It's gotten now to the point where they've got to be attacked. I suppose it doesn't do any good to attack them before the talks on Monday, but Jesus Christ, you know, they really are playing this politically, aren't they? Yeah. I'm sorry, that's pretty good, but he's there. What's Senator think? You haven't heard from him. He's probably not. Well, you ought to give him a call. And he's probably not getting much on this thing. It isn't that big in the country, somebody. But I don't know why the hell these guys are voting this way. Then. That's what I can understand. They tell me the mail isn't that big. You know, and what in the hell is it? I think part of the problem is that we are very weak on the congressional relations side. I really do.
That's right.
I know. That's right. Yeah. Well, I told Alderman today, I said, what the hell have we got here? And then he said, well, it'd make any difference because the Congress stuff isn't very good anyway. I mean, that, you know, the percentage that they do, but goddammit, it's better to have something out of than nothing. Well, they say that they don't get them in, but you got in some, didn't you?
That's right. I know. But boy, you know, you see our leaders, and that Griffin, good God, why we work so hard for him. He's a nothing, you know. I mean, there's just nothing there. I mean, he just, you know, and looks like an old man, and he's only 40, 50 years old. Christ. Our people really are a sad bunch of sacks. The thing is, Bob, I don't think really knows what went on there. He doesn't understand how effective it was. Yeah. I don't. But by God, something was being done right. That's the point. We were. Yeah, that's right. But you see, you have a half-assed situation where you leave it to Ehrlichman, to Schultz, and to Kissinger. Well, Jesus Christ, all of them think about substance. They never think about getting it across to the public. Well, I know that they're substance men. Let's face it. Except for Ehrlichman, he's only one. He's got a little understanding of things, but he's discouraged. Everybody that's worth a damn keep. fight. See, you've got Buchanan, of course. He's the only one in the research group. Price and the rest aren't worth a shit. With his book, I know. That's a loss to us, I think. The book is not worth that much trouble, but everybody's busy with other things. But my first priority, and also, Jack, you've got to realize Buchanan was enormously important in that time. Right? He produced something. What the hell does Price produce? Absolutely nothing. Price's office, what does it produce?
Yeah, fine, but what does it produce on the attack side?
You see, that's the thing you've got to tell all of them. You've got to have somebody on the attack side.
Right.
Good.
But he can't write it, so you got to get some people around Buchanan who can write it.
Not only the Hill, but to the outside people and the rest. I really think, though, that you know, your responsibility in the Senate group, I think Lovestone's comments are rather interesting, aren't they? He doesn't think it's having that much effect on the country. Let's not let our little boys sit down here and sort of play substance, reorganization, all that sort of thing, and not fight the real battle, huh? Get my point?
Right.
Right. As a matter of fact, though, on the side statement here today to these stupid leaders, when you put it in those words, how the hell can you disagree with it? What the Christ do you want to do? Do you want to bug out? Or do you want a peace with honor? That's what it is. Do you want to end the war, or do you just want to get out? And you see, Timmons didn't understand it was that. And neither did Ziegler. Neither one of them really understood the effectiveness of the remarks. Ziegler particularly didn't understand it. He didn't get the right notes, really. He told me what he was going to put out. Shrug my shoulders. He's just doing the best he can, but he doesn't understand. See, he missed, for example, Chuck, the last line. Do you agree? Well, but he missed it, didn't he? Yeah, he didn't use that.
Okay.
Because, you see, I told you he wouldn't do it because he didn't think it was hot news. That's what I would have used. That's right. Look, I'll take the responsibility, but
right.
Well, look, I don't want to hold you, but let me say, you get on. I mean, Bob's got such enormous worries and responsibilities and so forth, but on the other hand, he's got a quick worry about reorganization, who's going to be the ambassador and all the rest. Get the hell on to the real thing. Now, there's a battle now on this issue. He's got to drop everything else. Forget the goddamn inauguration. Who cares about who's going to be the senator? I don't give a damn. You know what I mean? All that's nothing. Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, everybody is worrying about things that are non sequiturs. They're nothing. Don't you agree?
Now, in the campaign, we all contributed to the campaign. Now we contributed to this issue, and Bob and the rest have got to get the hell off of their other things and start doing this and fighting the Congress, kicking their balls, you know, and you'll win.
And basically, the problem is that we've got a few congressmen, and like tonight, some of the young guys said, we're all for you, we just wish somebody would speak up. Christ Almighty, the problem is Jerry and what kind of leaders we got. No leaders. They're all whining and bitching about what's Jack, kind of a job you're going to give Jack Miller. Oh, really? And Bob, and John, and all the rest, really, they don't understand this whole thing. Right.